Chief Quimby here, and your assignment is to listen to all the Geekcast Radio Network's podcasts.
Now we can get down to business.
There is nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome back into Studio 2009. You are now listening to us here on the Geekcast Radio Network. I'm, of course, Dear Jim Mike. Joining me once again, as always, is that good old detective Dave Draper. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Please tell my mother I am fine.
Yes.
The Spock reverence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Pity you Autobots die so easily, or might have a sense of satisfaction now. There you go. There's a Galvatron reference for you. We are continuing on with the Columbo Files here inside the podcast, and as always, we're going in order. Season 2, Episode 6. It is a stitch in crime. Dun, 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 dun. Man, this episode. Oh, boy. So the first thing that I noticed, man, his ears are pointy. You think that Vulcan would
really?
Get his ears fixed? Like, literally, okay, like, I don't.
The only thing I really noticed was his hair. Like,
his hair,
he didn't have the Spock bowl cut, and he didn't have the pointy sideburns.
No, yeah, no, but,
Because didn't you ever read the book? I am not Spock.
Yeah, no, never read the book. I'm a degenerate. I haven't read any of the Star Trek books, or the actors who wrote the autobiographies of the people that played Star Trek books or series. But no, I think it is because of the way. And this is so stupid, folks. I get it, but the way his hair is in this episode, I'm like, are those pointy ears or not? But like, literally, I thought he was wearing the Vulcan ears.
No, particularly in the early 70s, he absolutely would not have been wearing the Vulcan ears. Like, I am surprised that this character was as close to Spock as it was.
Yeah.
He shows emotion, but he's very controlled. He does show emotions. The whole crux of the solution at the end is that he has an outburst of emotion, which is unusual for him. So, like, I almost kind of wonder if, like, because Nimoy really resented being typecast as Spock. For a very long time. And then he came around and kind of realized that this meant a lot to people and embraced it. Like, you know, that's the thing. Is the first book was I Am Not Spock. The second book was I Am Spock. And I think that is hard for these actors that have these very iconic legendary roles that they get identified with. You know, I do think they wrestle with being typecast and being trapped and eventually coming back and embracing the love of the fans.
Yeah.
I remember, to go off on a little bit of a tangent, I remember watching the 50th Doctor Who, and Tom Baker shows up, and I lost my mind. Jason's like, what? I'm like, it's Tom Baker! He was never going to do Doctor Who again! I was so happy. But yeah, Stitching Crime.
Yep, good old Stitching Crime.
Starts off with, again, I never take notes, because that's not my style, but the old Doctor, who, like, at first I thought he was wearing a Colonel Sanders outfit.
Yes.
I was all messed up. Did you see that? Did you think that too?
Yes.
Because he's like a white outfit on. He's got like this red tie and it looks like a Colonel Sanders bolo tie. It was a normal tie once he gets it fixed. But
11 he's rushed to the hospital.
Because his heart's failing him. And Nimoy plays his I don't even know how to describe his role. He's working with the older doctor on this drug to help cut down on organ rejection during transplants. This is back in the day. I think that's still a big thing. But like back in the day, it was a huge problem for transplants. And there's another doctor in Germany that's working on a competing drug, and it looks like they're going to get to market first. I get a little fuzzy because I wasn't 100% sure what the issue was, if they wanted to work with the German doctor. Or because I know the older doctor wanted to wait and just do it properly.
Yeah.
Back in the day when doctors wanted to take their time and make sure this thing didn't kill people.
Yeah.
Remember those days?
Yeah.
But and so like Nimoy wants to rush it out or beat the German doctor, I think. So he's very upset that he's being held back by the older doctor. So he performs this valve replacement operation on the doctor. On the older doctor. I don't know names. I'm sorry. And the whole thing is he rigs it with the wrong kind of suture. There are two kinds of suture. There's permanent and dissolving.
Yep.
And he, and what's really kind of slightly unsettling is that they established the two look, they have different colors.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they have different colors and they have different feel. Like, if you touch them, they feel differently.
Yeah. So,
there's almost an implication that he took a marker to the dissolving suture or like, made it look different so that you could, you know, get away with it in an operation. But the older doctor has this nurse that works with him who's very kind of like a kind of a father-daughter kind of thing. And she notices bits of the suture lying around the operating room and realizes that it feels wrong.
Sharon, what's the matter? Are you feeling all right? Tell me the truth, Sharon. What's bothering you?
What is this?
That's suture. If I remember correctly, we do use suture to sew up in operations. May I see it?
It's suture, all right. But I didn't bring this in on the operating tray. And I've handled enough suture to know what it feels like. This doesn't feel right.
Because that's why I'm like, he colored the suture at some point? Because she immediately she gets that it feels wrong. And she's going to like go to the supplier and talk to a chemist there to make sure that's the wrong kind of suture. And Nimoy realizes that she's on to him. So he stages a very hastily thrown together murder in the parking lot of the hospital. And he takes her keys. Sharon Martin was her name, because I remember that. Because I remember her keychain had S&M on it. I'm like, ooh, hey. Columbo after dark. And then he plants. And this is one of those things that, like, you can tell this was a hastily conceived thing, because he takes some morphine from his office and he plants it in her apartment. But, of course, he wipes all the fingerprints off because he doesn't want to get caught. But, like, if you've got morphine stashed under your sink, it's going to have your fingerprints on it. Like, you're not going to, like, clean it off just in case, oh, so someone randomly finds the illegal drugs in your apartment, but the fingerprints are gone. Whose could it be? I think this is not the first time that, like, trying to cover your tracks like that has bitten a Columbo adversary in the butt slightly.
Yeah. I wish he would have put it somewhere else, because that's just stupid to me. Okay, I've never been a person who's on drugs. I've known a lot of addicts in the past, but and I've seen a lot of things on television, and I've seen a lot of true crime stuff with...
I'm not a druggie, but I've seen one on TV. But,
exactly. But my point is that under the sink, really? Drug addicts are not that smart. There's no way.
I mean, was she a drug addict or was she a drug
dealer?
She wasn't. Like, let's be clear. Sharon Martin was not either of these things, but I think the implication was she was a pusher.
Probably.
But what's not that drug addicts aren't smart. It's that their processing capacity has been damaged by being an addict. Drug.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my point, is that I don't mean to say they're not smart in the general. They're not smart enough to place the stuff where it was, like, I would see a drug dealer, a drug addict taking the top of the toilet tank off and putting it in the toilet tank or something, like wrapping it up in paper and putting it in the toilet tank
before the mafia puts their guns, sir.
Now those are in the tub.
Godfather, sir.
Oh yeah, that's right. Godfather.
Oh Godfather, that
movie. Classic
Oscar-winning movie. Yes.
So my biggest problem with this episode is that he goes in and redoes the valve because he wants to get rid of, what does it say here?
Well, okay. Eventually, Columbo, you're skipping ahead to the end. Eventually, Columbo figures out that, the operation might have been sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great moment where Columbo, like, it's rare that Columbo loses his temper with a suspect, but he does. He gets angry with him.
Yep.
And basically says, look, if something happens to that old man, there's going to be an autopsy, and we're gonna find out whether or not you use the right kind of sutures. So
that's what prompts him to do
He poisons the guy. He poisons the guy's medicine.
Yep.
And so he stages another surgery. Because, the whole thing is, normally, his heart's so bad anyway, you wouldn't really know. You wouldn't think of it. It's just he's got a bad heart. The operation didn't really work. Oh, it's a tragedy. So he does do another operation to get rid of the sutures. Now, And then right as the operation is over, Columbo and the police burst into the operating room.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes.
But the problem I have is that...
I was getting there. I'm trying to get there. I think that's the problem you have. I kind of have that problem, too. Uh-huh. I think if it's the same problem. So Columbo bursts in, and Nimoy gets angry and, like, grabs him or something. Like, I actually kind of missed that part.
He grabs him, and he pushes him. So and I was search... like, okay, that's assaulting an officer right there.
Okay, yeah, to be fair. But, like, they search everything, and at the end, they don't find any dissolving suture.
Yep.
And in the end, the guy goes back to his office. Columbo follows him, basically takes off his – because he came into the operating room in a lab coat. Columbo takes off his lab coat and tosses it aside because I think they just burn those. I don't know. But basically says, okay, you win. We didn't find it. Shakes his hand, walks away. And then I think in the previous episode, we mentioned that this is the perfect opportunity. He walks away and then he figures out and he comes back. He does it one more thing, but he doesn't say one more thing.
Yep.
Realizes that the guy never loses his temper, but he lost his temper and touched Columbo. And the one thing they didn't search, and he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out this wad of thread. Thread. Well, not thread, but the suture.
And says
they didn't search him. Now, my thing is, like, that suture looks really it doesn't look like stuff that was in a human body for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm. So my problem is exactly how Wikipedia states the final clue twist. Mayfield operates on Hendelman again, ostensibly for medical reasons, but actually to replace the dissolving sutures. Full stop right there. Replace the dissolve. If you have dissolving sutures, literally, I can tell you right now, folks, as someone who had brain surgery 6 years ago, I had dissolving sutures in my head. They go away. You can't replace them.
I think the point is, well, first of all, it's a TV show. Second of all, it's a TV show and I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. I think the thing is they say that it would take like a week or two. And part of it is that they would because it's the heart, mm-hmm. which has a lot of stress.
Yes.
That as soon as they start to dissolve, the whole thing would fall apart. Like the heart valve would fall apart.
The valve will fall. Yeah, exactly. Because they're dissolving sutures, not permanent sutures.
I'm not arguing that the sutures look way. I mean, first of all, they were dug out of a human body. Just like they look way too pristine.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is like I was thinking this is a TV show in the 70s. Like if it was HBO today, pull out this bloody wad from his pocket. Yeah. There'd be chunks of like hamburger attached to it. But back then, you didn't show stuff like that. I'm not arguing, and I get your point that I think that because I did notice he mentions, like, the time period of that episode is very quick. It's like 2 days.
Yeah.
Because, like, he kills Sharon, and then there's a whole thing about he sets up a guy that Sharon knew to be her, like, druggy client. The guy had gone through rehab, and he sets him up, and then that doesn't fail, so he kills him.
Yep.
And all that happens in 2 days because Columbo gets on the phone to the company and says, hey, 2 days ago, did you get this call about? So it's like, so I guess what I'm saying is the fact that it wasn't like dissolved away in 2 days, because it's got to hold you long enough for you to heal.
Yeah, that's the thing. So that's the difference between dissolving sutures and permanent sutures with heart valves is, as they said in the episode, you have to use permanent sutures because the dissolving ones are not going to hold the heart valve together to actually do
for what very it's long. Supposed I to mean, be. They do say for very long.
Yeah. So, I mean, but yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's a TV show.
Yeah, no, I know it's a TV show and I know I'm overanalyzing it. But again,
my thing is, I don't think you're wrong per se. I just think my brain goes, it's a TV show. It's like I get it. Yeah, it is. The things are too pristine. Also, just removing them from the body, would they be like a little thing of fishing wire? I get your complaint. I guess what I'm saying is it didn't bother me as much because it's a Columbo, man.
No, I know, and yeah, but again, like.
Man, I'm speaking personally.
Go ahead.
I feel uncomfortable.
In what way?
in hospitals around illness, I feel kind of queasy.
Well, that's not uncommon, Luke.
I know. I faint. I mean, I actually pass out. And in my line of work, that's kind of embarrassing. Is there something that I can do for that?
There's only one surefire cure, Lieutenant. Stay out of hospitals as much as possible.
Right. I'll try, Doctor.
Okay. Yes, technically, if he hadn't done that second surgery, the guy probably would have died because of the dissolving sutures that were already there.
Yeah, they would have dissolved and the heart would have...
Right, they would have dissolved, the valve would have failed, and his heart would have given out. He'd still be guilty of murder.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So
but he didn't expect to be caught.
Right. That's the... Well, none of them expect to be caught. They hope they don't get caught. That's the whole point of getting away.
I don't understand. Are you saying he shouldn't have done the second surgery because he was going to get arrested for murder anyway?
Yes.
But he didn't think he would be.
Well,
he was 2 seconds away from getting away with it.
Yeah, exactly. Up until he did the second surgery. If he had not done the second surgery, he would have gotten away with it to a certain extent.
No, he wouldn't have. They would have autopsied the body, and they would not have found.
Okay, yeah.
They would not have found the sutures. Or, yes.
Yeah, but like we said, this episode, the way this episode's timeline goes, it's like 2.5-3 days between events, between the beginning, middle, and end of the episode.
Yeah,
and it just seems like to me, yes, the autopsy would have caught him. Yes, he would have gone to jail. But that would, like, again, 2 days. Like they said in the episode, it takes usually a week or so for those to whatever, so it probably would have taken a week for the guy, for the other doctor to die.
Well, and again, it would have, the thing is, they're supposed to, like, wait, and they don't dissolve instantly. They're not instant dissolving, because they're supposed to hold the thing together until it heals. But because it was the heart.
Yeah.
And it was holding a valve together, like it was going to fail sooner.
Yeah, but, and again, like you said, I know, it's just a TV show. I'm overanalyzing. I get it. But it just seems like no sane, criminally or otherwise, doctor could immediately go in for a second heart surgery, especially a heart valve, like immediately. Like, it was, like we said, the timeline. Fucked in this episode.
It was established that his heart was pretty crummy to begin with. And the whole thing was, like, I think even under the best... The whole thing is he's supposed to be, like, the best surgeon. So that's why everybody was kind of confident that everything went okay. But, like, you of all people should know that things go wrong. I was about to lecture you, and I'm like, oh wait, no, you should know this. Like,
I know, like, things just go wrong.
Anything can go wrong with, like, a medical situation, particularly the heart, and particularly, and again, in mid 1970s technology doctors.
Yep.
Like, and again, it's an episode of Columbo, man. I don't expect realism per se.
I don't know. I guess my suspension of disbelief was on hold for this one a little bit. But yeah, no. Yeah, there was Columbo and Spock in an episode. That's just great.
It's the beginning of our Wrath of Khan quadra.
Uh-huh. Yep. So we got Nimoy. We got Montalban coming up. Did,
Is Shatner and,
Shatner already appear?
No, Shatner's not already appeared. Okay. It's Shatner and it's Keening. Walter Keening.
Oh, Walter Koenig, yeah.
Koenig. Okay. Well, okay, Keening, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
They're in the same episode.
Oh, very cool, very cool. All right, folks, I think that's going to do it for this episode. The my wife counter in this one was, my wife's not feeling so well today.
Yeah, that was like a major theme, actually, of the early episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And also, Columbo doesn't do hospitals well. I don't think any of us do hospitals well. Mm. But like, I for a minute there, I thought he was going to throw up.
Not on 1970s TV, but yeah, that's the implications. Well,
but like, go to the bathroom. Like,
yeah, he clearly did not want to. Like, there's a scene where the doctor guy is all excited watching a surgery, and Columbus is like, "Can we just talk about it and not have to look at it?"
Exactly. That's exactly what I would say. Can we just talk about it and not look at it? Because, yeah, no, that's not a thing. As always, folks, you can, for online people, you can watch all of Columbo on Tubi, Tubi TV. I'm fairly certain you can still get the complete series DVD set probably on Amazon. Who knows? I don't know.
Probably. I mean, mine is divided up between seasons because I got it a long time ago. But I'm sure there's a complete set out there.
All right. 0 to 5 with half points. What are you going to give Stitch in Crime, sir?
I liked it. Probably a 4. Again, no dog, no real car. Like Columbo, but Columbo losing his temper was kind of a neat moment, a little flash of the character. It's Nimoy, so you know it's kind of fun to watch him. Again, I don't want to like be too hard on you for having that issue because I have it too. It's just I don't get as caught up on it. It's more like
it's not 70s
TV. So like okay, yeah.
No. And I'm not like just because I'm caught up on it doesn't mean I'm going to like it's not so, like I just wanted to discuss it with you and figure out are we for or against this? Are we OK suspending our disbelief that the dissolving sutures would still be like that's really all the discussion I was trying to have.
Yeah. Well, I absolutely agree. They would not look the way they looked.
Yeah.
I think there'd be some. I mean, because it's been 2 days.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, your torn leg is not going to heal up in two days.
No.
There's going to be something in there to pull out.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you on a 4. Yeah, I'm not going to. Look, folks, if we ever get to a point where I have a negative, a full on, like, oh my God, it has to be every single moment. It has to be. Like, for me to get under a 3, which 3, for those that don't know on our scale specifically, is average, meh, it's not bad, but it's not amazing either, et cetera, et cetera. Like, for me to get below that, Columbo going to have to do something really horrible for me to give it that much of a low rating. And I'm not trying to be biased about it. I'm just saying, I'm watching.
I mean, should we have, like, a Columbo scale? Like,
how would
like
that
its work? Own scale, or like you know,
I mean,
one
could.
Is like okay episode, and then you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things where, I like, so far in the 2 seasons, we're up to season 2, episode 6. We've got 2 more episodes in this season, and so far. Have there been things, yes, that have been negative? Yes, absolutely, because not everything can be, you know, roses and hearts and fluttering butterflies and whatever. But they're not enough to make me, like, this show would have to do something really drastic for me to say to Dave, okay, full stop, we're done. Like, before we even finish
show,
like, it would have to do something really frigging drastic, because I love
it. I wasn't
this.
Even, like...
Yeah.
I wasn't going there with you. I just, you know.
No. I know. But that's my point, is that because we're doing this because we enjoy it, we're not going to give, even objectively, super bad ratings to these episodes because they're not bad episodes. They just have a few bad moments in them.
Well, I mean, I am less certain about the later ABC episodes. Like, I've seen one or two of them, so I don't know if they're the same level of quality as the originals.
Okay.
So I don't know. So we when we get there.
Yeah.
I need you to do the freaking Mrs. Columbo one. I suspect I'm going to be hitting those 2s.
Uh-huh.
I strongly suspect we'll be dipping to the lower end of the
I don't even know scale. If it's available.
I don't know either. You didn't even know it existed until today.
No.
Captain Janeway. Hey, more Star Trek.
Uh-huh. All right, so Mrs. Columbo, since he brought it up, this is his fault.
What?
Home Media, Mrs. Columbo episode A Riddle of Puppets was included as a bonus feature in the Region 1 DVD release of the 4th season of Columbo.
Oh, no.
It's 2005.
So I have it and you don't.
The episode Murder is a Parlor Game was included in the third season of Columbo. The episode Caviar with Everything was included in the fifth season of Columbo. Both seasons of Mrs. Columbo were released as a five-disc set called Madame Columbo. One and two in France on October
24th. The fifth title.
Madame Columbo. Hey.
My damn Columbo.
Yeah, My Damn Columbo. That's right. So I'm going to have to track that down because I kind of want to see.
I'm going to have my DVD copy.
Yeah, my most curious bit is if they ever reference him in that show.
I bet she mentions her husband is a policeman. But
okay.
I don't know if she has a dog. The dog would be in the house.
Yeah,
exactly. Maybe she never is.
Exactly. So... All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Did I already go through?
I don't think we paused for the commercial.
We'll be right back right after this. You're going to hear some podcast ads and some other stuff. We'll come back to close the show.
What's the matter? What is it?
Marcus and Carlson Medical Supply Company.
What?
That's it. MAC. That's it. Of course. Capitals. Should have thought of that before.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Are you missing entertainment in your life? Welcome to Captain Ruggles Gaming. Whether it's guides, roleplay content, or our shenanigans with our collaborations with the 20 years standing strong Fart Clan, also known as Fast Action Response Team, or the Wrecking Crew, we have something for everyone. So join us when we traverse the cosmos of space games, survive the undead in zombie games, or just having fun in first-person shooters or random indie games. Visit us now at GeekCastRadio.com and YouTube.com/@CaptainRuggles or Google search Captain Ruggles Gaming. It's game time, and I'll see you out on the battlefield.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The Geekcast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinemageek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinemageek. Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes or geekcastradio.com.
Are you in need of what the heck did I just listen to? Are you in need of a laugh at the expense of the internet? Boy, do I have a treat for you. Here at Lyrically Audacious, we turn just about anything into music. Visit us now at youtube.com/@LyricallyAudacious, all one word. So swing by, have a laugh. Stay lyrical, stay audacious, here at Lyrically Audacious.
For the best in science fiction, join Mark Baumgarten, Vicky Jakubowski, Zion Kiros, and Juan San Miguel on the award-winning podcast, Marku 42's Universe. Doctor Who, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Trek, and more are all fair game with Marku 42. Which has been around since 2012 in one form or another. Marku 42's Universe is proud to be a part of Geekcast Radio Network, the best place to get your geek on. Listen to us bi-weekly or weekly if we have a topic relevant for you, our listeners. Marku 42 on Geekcast Radio Network, a match made in a galaxy near you.
Do you know John Hiatt songs?
Maybe you know them from being covered by Roseanne Cash, Three Dog Night, the Neville Brothers, Emmylou Harris, Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Jeff Healey, Bonnie Raitt, or literally hundreds of others.
Maybe you have some of his albums on your shelf or in your cowhorned Cadillac right now.
I'm Jesse Jackson.
And I'm Sylvan Groff.
And we're going to dive in from A to Z. Join us on the Perfectly Good Podcast.
We're going to discuss all of your favorites and uncover some forgotten gems, from Aces Up Your Sleeve to Zero House.
Rate and debate every John Hiatt song on the Perfectly Good Podcast. Have a little faith.
On the Simplistic Reviews Podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
That's obvious. Yeah. Awfully obvious.
We are back here inside Studio 2009, episode 136. We've got two more Columbo episodes, and then episode 139, Steve Megatron will return as we celebrate and discuss all three films, even though only one of them came out 20 years ago. But we're going to do the Dark Knight trilogy, because Batman Begins is 20 years old this year.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, I know, right?
Stark, I don't feel so good.
Uh-huh. All right. I already know you know this, Lord Vader, but your revenge movie is also 20 years old this year.
What revenge movie? Sith. Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that was old. Wait, that's 20 years old?
2005.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Jeez.
Absolutely. So thank you for joining us here inside the studio as he continues to scoff behind me.
I'm not scoffing. I'm like sitting here with my head in my hands like, oh, yep. God. No wonder I feel like I'm falling apart.
Yep. We olds, man. We the olds.
Batman Begins is 20 years old. Oh, my God.
Yep. You can get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. There are several ways to do so. Visit the website geekcastradio.com. You can also visit shop.geekcastradio.com. Buy our stuff if you want GCR and merch. Send email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can check us out in any of the podcatching clients you choose to use, Apple, etc., etc., etc. You can follow us on Twitter @GeekCastRadio for the network, @ItStudio2009 for the podcast. I am @TFG1Mike. Dave's not on social media.
Just send up smoke signals, apparently.
Yeah. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also check out Studio 2009 Podcast over there, as well as joining the Toy World Order fans group. Join us next time. As I mentioned, we will be back with Season 2, Episode 7, Most Dangerous Match. I feel like there needs to be a "the" at the beginning of that, because every time I look at that title, I'm like, the most dangerous match. Not most dangerous match, but the actual episode title is Most Dangerous Match. So we'll go with what the writers wanted. For now, I'm TFG and Mike with
David Draper.
You'll hear us back in the studio soon.
You know, in a way, I have to congratulate you. Up until now, you really had me going. I mean, here you are. You're a surgeon. A man, it's got to be cool. Even when you're angry, you're controlled. You never lose yourself. That's why it struck me funny when you blew up in the operating room and you grabbed me and pushed me. I mean, you know, there was only one thing we didn't search. You know what it was?